So yeah. I'm here at the ECG in the summer of 2017 with OBOD member Gary Washington, and he's about to tell me an anecdote.
Well, you were talking, and you were describing coming to a place of stillness and allowing ideas to come, which you symbolizes animals entering a clearing. And I was reminded of an article by Gary Snyder, the poet, who also studied cultural anthropology, and he had a theory that the whole tradition of meditation arises from Paleolithic still hunting, where you would wait for the animal to come. And while you were waiting for the animal to come, you wanted to control your breathing, and you wanted to become part of your surroundings. So there was this kind of oneness that, you know, you became part of the forest, far of the environment, and the animal would come and present itself to you. You didn't seek it. It came to you. And that always struck me as a very interesting idea.
Isn't that lovely?
Yeah.
Yes.
It's
a beautiful idea. And Gary, I've been struck by your wisdom and the stories you've told and the poetry in the Eisteddfod and you know, is it easy for you to characterize your spiritual journey? How did you come to OBOD? How come you're standing here now at a OBOD gathering? And
well, this is going to be a little embarrassing. Not really embarrassing, but kind of embarrassing. I'd started long, 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 long ago in Wicca. And I made a leap from Wicca to Buddhism, Vajrayana Buddhism, Himalayan Buddhism. And I was there for 30-some years, long time. And it's at some point, the old gods wanted attention. They just sort of kept popping into my head. And I was living in a monastery at the time. I spent a year in a monastery trying to get a few things together in my life. I hadn't taken vows or anything, but I was just living there with the monks. And I also had a job.
This was a Buddhist monastery?
Yeah, Buddhist monastery in New York. And I have always loved tarot. I read tarot for a long time. And I was in a Barnes & Noble, and there was this copy of the Druidcraft Tarot. And I was really struck by the pictures. I said, you know, this is quite a thing. It's interesting. And I did buy it, and I did take it home, and I did read the book, which was kind of a mistake, because I was saying to myself, who are these maniacs? What druids? Who are these druids? And I went on the website, it's the old website, and I heard Damn the Bard singing Merlin Am I, and that was it. I was done. That was it. I was home. That was it. That was the event, the seminal event. I can put my finger on it.
How fantastic. How fantastic.
So it's all David's fault.
It's all Dave the Bard's fault. Thank you, Gary.
That's a real story.
That's a nice story. It's a real story. I think it's nice.
I'd been